The charges are based on the fact that Ms. Rosen voted in the general elections in 2006 and 2010 without the legal right to do so. Basically, what she was registered to vote in Florida and voted both there and here.
She couldn't legally vote. Is it alleged she couldn't illegally vote here, specifically Baltimore County?
That's correct.
The penalties for this type of an offense?
The penalties, it's actually each instance is punishable up to 5 years in jail and a fine of $2,500.
Does this case go to trial? I take it it's going to be, the trial's going to be held in Baltimore County.
That's correct. She was charged here in Maryland. This was based on a joint investigation by our office as well as the state's attorney for, I believe it's Pinellas County in Florida.
Now, when she quit the congressional race, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party asked you to investigate. Did you launch this investigation based on their request, or did you automatically say, you know, we launched this investigation because we saw possible wrongdoing?
Well, quite frankly, I don't remember where the first. I know both of those entities that you mentioned did refer the matter to us, and I can't remember at this point without checking the files who came to us first, quite frankly.
What message does this send to this case send to candidates who may be running for office, if any?
Well, just that illegal voting is an offense. It's, you know, strikes at the very heart of the electoral process, and violations such as these won't be tolerated, and we will prosecute.